We now begin Maseches Nedarim in earnest. This is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah 1-1. There's actually a great deal going on in this Mishnah, and the Gemara divided into two separate Mishnahs, in fact. But here, the first part of our Mishnah is talking about Kinuyim and Yadus. Now, let me explain that outside first, before we see the words inside. And this topic actually will extend later on into the Perek. So, when it comes to Nedarim, a person has to certainly mean to be accepting upon himself a neder. That is to say, he has to have piv v'libo shavin, his mouth and mind need to be in the same place. So he needs to intend to take on a neder. But he doesn't quite need to say what he means. If he says something which is not a complete thought or a precise expression, but it's clear from the meaning, from the context, I should say, clear from the context of what he's saying, what he means, so then he will indeed be bound by his neder, meaning his neder is effective. So this can happen in one of two ways, and they can actually work together. One is called kinui. Kinui is a substitute word, like a nickname oftentimes, but here in the context of Nedarim, there are certain things where let's say the word korban, a classic phraseology one would use to effect a neder would be either davar ze asur alai, this thing is forbidden to me, or davar ze alai kakorban, this thing is forbidden to me as if it were a korban. Now, a substitute word for korban, which exists throughout the whole of Nedarim, is konam. Now, konam is like essentially a nonsense word. It doesn't mean anything. It's a kinui. It's a substitute word. But the word konam is understood to be referring to a korban, and therefore if a person says something is konam to him, it's as if he said it's like a korban, and therefore it's effective. That's a kinui, a substitute word. Now, the nature of this substitute words, because there are actually many of them, as we see in this first parak here. So there's a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the Gemara. Its origin, how we came onto these things, these kinuyim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there were other languages of neighboring countries, let's say, who had like variant words or like corrupted words which approximated the Hebrew word. And konam is like the way that some non-Hebrew speaking neighboring culture referred to korban, and then the Jews sort of adopted that. So it's like a word from another language, a corruption of the original word. That's Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rish Lakish, it's actually the kinuim were made up intentionally by the rabbis. They were afraid that a person would say something like, you know, neder l'Hashem, employing the Shem Hashem, when he takes a neder, and therefore they purposefully chose words which are not quite lashon of neder, not exactly the words that the pasuk would use of neder, so that people would not combine it with a reference, an explicit reference to Shem Shemaim, to Hashem himself. Whatever the case is, those are kinuim, and they're effective, assuming that they are understood to be referring to something which is effective for a neder and the like. The second thing is yadus. Yadus means like handles. The idea being that there's like, let's say, a main kli, a main utensil, and you can move the whole utensil by holding onto its handle. So the idea of a yad or yadus is that it's not quite explicit. It wasn't a full, complete thought. The actual the meaning is clear from the context, but the actual statement is not complete to say something is forbidden to me like a korban. It's some shorter version of that. And as we'll see examples in the Mishnah, the point is even though you didn't say the full thought, because context makes it clear what you mean, although you didn't say it out fully, you didn't say fully what you meant, it's clear what you meant, and therefore it's yes, effective. That's called yadus, okay? Now in our Mishnah, we'll actually have four different categories of, I'll call them nidre iser, categories of things that are effecting prohibition. Not just nedarim. You also have charamim, shvuos, and nazirus. So the idea is these are all similar-ish things, and as much as in the context of our Mishnah, they're all, we're talking about specifically things that affect iser, prohibition on a person. But there are nuanced differences. So a neder, we've said already in the introduction, people know, a neder is it's going on the chefetz, the object itself is forbidden to me. So I could say that when I take a neder, I could say either my hamburger is forbidden to me, or I could say my hamburger is forbidden to you, or I could say your hamburger is forbidden to you. All those three things, if I say either explicitly or implicitly, forbidden to me or you as if it were a korban, it's effects in neder. That's neder. It's the hamburger being proscribed, prohibited to somebody. One thing I couldn't do, of course, is say, your hamburger is forbidden to you, because it's not mine and I'm not you. But in any case, the point of a neder is that it's going on the object, as opposed to a shavua, which is going on the gavra, on the person. So it's saying, I will not eat hamburgers. So it's going on me, as opposed to hamburgers. And there are big differences in that. But the point is, both can affect iser, can hit prohibition. Now, don't forget that nedarim could also be things like nidre hekdesh. I'm setting aside, I'm committing now to bring a cow as a shlamim, let's say. It could also be a neder, but that's not the topic of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, I'm not talking about nidre hekdesh, we're talking about nidre iser. Similarly, when it comes to shavua, a shavua is made to confirm something that one said is true, and you can have shavuas that are confirming that you did or didn't do something. But in the context of our Mishnah, really means it's a shavua about that you won't do something. Shavuos can be either like did or didn't, or will or won't. So you can take a shavua that you will or won't do something, and that could be in the context of iser, you won't do something. We also have charamim. Now, a charam, the normal charam is, if you say something as charam, it really means like you're making it prohibited so that you go to kohanim. You can also have such a thing as charam to bedek abayis. Both those things are kind of like more on the hektish side of things, where you're consecrating something to somebody else until it gets to their hands, the basic mikdash or kohen, and a stam charam is to a kohen. But the context of our mission of the Pashas is notwithstanding that we're talking about like charme iser, that when a person something is charam, it means that the hamburger is forbidden to me, and we're meaning to prohibit it for consumption. Those are charamim. And then finally you have naziros. So naziros, the nazir, is a topic all to itself. I will have the next Masech, the Masech is Nazir. But the basic idea is that a Nazir is someone who can't eat grape products, he can't be exposed to Tumas Mace, corpse Tuma, can't cut the hair on top of his head. It's like a subset of Nadarim. So the point is, a person could effect Nazirus, also making him or herself forbidden to those things. Also, it's kind of Isser. So the point is that a person could use a Kinui or Yadus, or actually a combination of the two, Kinui again, nicknames, yadus, incomplete sentence, or combining those two, to effect any of those four things. And that's what the Mishnah says. It says, kol kinuye nedarim kenedarim, any substitute words that are legitimate expressions of nedarim can effect nedarim. So you could say konam instead of korban. Charamim kacharamim, similarly goes if you use a nickname for affecting cherim. So like, for example, like cherek or cherech. We'll see more in a couple of Mishnahs here. You also have shvuas kashvuas. If you affect a shvua, but instead of saying shvua, you say shakuka. That's a kind of kinui. It's effective. And finally, naziros kanaziros. There are substitute words for a nazir, like for example, a nazik or paziach. So if you use those terms, since they are understood to be referring to the relevant category of iser, so therefore, it's effective. Now, the next part of the mission here is actually talking about yadus. It doesn't say it explicitly. Okay, so really the Gemara says when something's missing here. So actually you sort of have like a chsuri mechsuri of missing words in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah really should read, kol yadus nadarim kenadarim. Any yadus affects as if it was a full neder. And kinuyim nadarim kenadarim. Also kinuyim affect a full neder. Elohen yadus nadarim. And then we're going to give examples of yadus here. So for example, now the next part of the Mishnah, also a little few words to explain what's happening here. So the what's happening here, the Mishnah sets up three possible predicates the sentence, then two possible subjects. So you have like, if a person says like A, B, or C is the first half of his declaration, and then he says either, you know, punchline one or two, then it will, yes, be effective. So if you figure three predicates, two subjects, you have a total of six different things that could be said here. The Mishnah just says, if a person says one of these three predicates, for example, he says, Ha'omer l'chaveru, he says to his friend, Mudrani mimach, you are mudar, prohibited, like pushed away from by neder from me, or mufrashni mimach, the second predicate is you are separated, you're separated from me, meaning I'm separating myself from you, is the way you probably understand it. I separate from you. I should have translated it better. Mudrani mimach means I separate myself from you, like Mufrash mimach, I separate myself from you. Murchakni mimach, I separate myself from you. Lashon of rihuk, distance. So those are the three predicates. And then for the subjects, and then a person finishes the sentence by saying either she'eni ochalach, that I will not eat from your stuff, or she'eni toam lach, I will not even taste your stuff, either or of those things, then asur, then it's effective. Yes, it's effective as a neder, which means when a person, for example, says one complete thought of being, for example, mudrani mimach she'eni ochalach, that's the first of the six, I'll call it, so then that's effective. And the chiddush here is that there's no word in the sentence that says the word korban, that says the word iser. I'm just saying mudrani mimach, I'm like distance from you that I want to eat your stuff. There's no explicit mention of iser here, but it affects as if there was iser. That's why it's called yados. Okay, now throughout the whole of the parsha, of the mesechta, lach means, which literally means like something to you, is understood to mean mishelcha or mishelach, meaning from your stuff. So even though it says she'eni ochelach, I will not eat to you, it means I will not eat from your stuff, from your food. Okay? That's same for she'eni toam lach. I won't even taste from your food, of your food. The difference between ochel and toam is very, not so much. An act of achila, eating, according to Torah law, requires eating at least the volume of a kazayas and olives amount, whereas toam, tima, tasting is even less than that. So the point is a person could make an iser of eating or just tasting, either or, both are effective. The gears we have here is she'eni, I shall not. That really sounds a lot more like a shavua, talking about what I will or won't do, as opposed to the food being forbidden to me. But it's understood to mean that I'm saying your food is forbidden to me, as if it were a korban. There are other versions of the Mishnayos that say she'ani ochel lach, as opposed to she'eni ochel lach. So then it means it's more like your food is forbidden to me, that I should need it. It's more like neder sounding than a she'eni ochel lach. But whatever the case is, this is definitely to be understood as a neder. So the point of our mission here is that if you combine one of these three predicates of mudroni mimach, mufrash mimach, or murchak mimach, and you add to them the punchline of the subject, either she'eni ochel lach or she'eni toam lach, then asur, that is effective as a nether. Now, what that means, the implication, is that if you only say just the first half, just say the predicate, then it would not be effective as an iser. Meaning, for example, because if I say just the words mudrani mimach, mudrani like from Lashon neder, but I don't say like a neder about what it's going on, so then it just sounds like I'm not going to speak with you, okay? So there's no iser being affected. Or if I say mufrash mimach, I'm separated from you, the implication is, without saying again, no punchline, I won't eat, just as I'm just mufrash mimach, I'm separated from you. So it sounds like just that I won't do business with you. If I say murchak mimach, I'm distanced, I'm distanced from you, again, without a punchline, that sounds like I'm just not going to get close to you, standing within your dalat amos. But none of those would be effective as a neder, but if I combine it with she'eni ochel lach or eni toam lach, then yes, it would be effective. Okay. Fine. Now, there's another expression, menudeh ani lach. If I employ an expression of nidui, now nidui, the pashas is in Tanakamos, nidui, it's an expression of like banning, like excommunication and banning. So according to Tanakh, if I say menuda ani lach, I'm menuda from you, something like that. So then that does not affect any kind of neder, because it's not the ban or excommunication, that kind of thing, ostracizing, whatever it is, doesn't implicate like something being forbidden like a korban. It just therefore wouldn't work. Okay, at Tanakama Shita, but Rabbi Kiva wasn't sure. Rabbi Kiva haya chochech bazeh lahachmir. Rabbi Kiva would chochech, from the Pashas Lashon chech is a palate of the mouth. He kind of like went like he, you know, smacked his lips. He like banged his lips together, making kind of sound that was not explicitly saying it's forbidden, but he was like just sort of showing his like sort of not certainty, but not approval of such an expression. So the point is, lahachmir, since he wasn't sure, he said, like, better not. Meaning, if a person said, menude ani lach she'eni ochalach, or something along those lines, so then he now should not be allowed to eat from that person, L'charchila, we should consider it to be an effective neder. Although Rabbi Kiv himself agrees that since it's just a question mark, it's dubious if a person actually went and violated his neder using the expression of menuda, so then he would not be subject to malchus, lashes. Whereas everyone agrees that if a person says something like murchakni mimach sheni ochalach, and then he eats that person's food, and with witnesses and warning in Hasara, he indeed would get lashes. Okay, now the next part of the mission, the final part, really, which is the second topic, and the Gemara has it as a second mission altogether. If a person says kenidre rishayim nadar, he takes a neder using like a prefix of like the nidre rishayim. So, for example, a person says kenidre rishayim hare alai. Oh, see, I guess the first, there are three cases here. This is going to be Nazir, Korban, and Shavua. So the first case, Nazir, he says, Kenidre Rishayim Hareini Nazir. Like the Nadarim of the wicked, I am a Nazir. So we're going to say Nadar, that is effective, because it is the kind of thing for, it's a Rasha thing to do, to take on to be a Nazir. That is interesting. That's how you see the Gemara here in the Nedarim Daf Nun and Daf Yud, Daf Tes and Daf Yud, you see that in general to take a neder on, given that Hashem has enough Isurim in the Torah already, it's considered not a good thing to do, and the kind of thing only a Rasha would do, even for Nazirus. Worth noting the Ramban and Chumash. He talks about when the person has to bring a chattas for being a nazir, he doesn't learn that way at all. He learns the opposite, that he's bringing a chattas from stepping down from that high level. But as it may, the Mishnah here clearly learns that it's not a righteous thing to do to take on to become a nazir, etc. And therefore, if you say kenidre rishayim hareini nazir, yes, that's effective. Similarly, if a person says kenidre rishayim harei alai korban, I accept upon myself to as a neder to bring a certain offering. Again, that's not a good thing to do, in as much as a person's liable to fail to bring it in time and then be over the Isra of Baal Ta'acher. But if he says it, Kenidre Rishayim Harei Alai Korban, it's effective, and now he has to bring the Korban he committed to. And similarly, if he says, Kenidre Rishayim Shelo Ochel Kikar Zu, like the Nidre Rishayim, I take a Shavua not to eat this loaf of bread, something like that, then he's bound, because that's the kind of thing that a Rasha would do to take such a Shavua. And you're not supposed to take Shavuos or Nadarim or Nazirus on. Therefore, in contrast, says the Mishnah, if a person says Kenidre Kasherim, I take an edge like the Kasherim, like the righteous, upright people, take the Nadarim, so then Lo Amar Klum, then he has said nothing, meaning that's not a binding Neder, because a Kasher doesn't take a Neder. Upright people don't take Nadarim, and therefore by saying, like Hareini Nazir, like if I say, Kenidre Rishayim Hareini, Kenidre Kasherim Hareini Nazir, that's nothing, because those Kasherim don't become Nazirim, so it doesn't make sense, therefore he's not bound. But if he says the Mishnah finally, Kenidvosam, a Nedava as opposed to a Neder, is like a voluntary offering, but the difference is when it comes to a Neder, you're taking an obligation on yourself, as opposed to on some specific animal, and therefore you have to bring it no matter what, even if there's no specific animal, if the animal you dedicated to be your fulfillment of your neder gets lost, you have to bring a new animal. So that is not a good thing to do. But nidvosam, kinivosam, the nidava, where a person says a specific animal is a voluntary gift to the Beis HaMikdash. So kasherim do make nidavos like that. And that being the case, if a person says kinidvosam, like the nidavas, the voluntary gifts of kasherim, harini nazir, then yes, he would be bound, because that is the kind of thing. Same goes, or kinidvosam shel ksherim harei ze korban. If a person says, like the voluntary gifts of upright people, this is a korban. Yeah, and that's binding, as the Mishnah says, nadar benazir of a korban. If he tries to affect nazirus, using an expression of kinidvosam, or like a korban kinidvosam, then indeed nadar, his neder is effective, and it's binding, and this animal is now the gift of the Beis HaMikdash, or he is himself bound to be a Nazir, as the case may be.